Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. We have two of our broadcast partners that will be at the broadcast table with me today, John Rood and Itamar Marcus. John will have a European Union update. We'll find out about Brexit and the most dangerous thing facing the European Union. And then Itamar will come and report on two different stories. One is his efforts to stop the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, from entering the United States and attending the United Nations General Assembly. And then he'll have a report on the Islamic preacher who says that Jews, he refers to them as rats, that Jews are now digging underneath the Temple Mount. You need to hear all the details on these stories from my broadcast partners. We'll do that in just a moment, but I want to remind you that prophecytoday.com is the web address for you to be able to stay up to date on what is happening in this world as it relates to Bible prophecy. The banner over my website says, "Looking at Current Events in Light of Bible Prophecy." Please bookmark my website so you can stay up to date on all the evidence telling us the return of Jesus Christ is very close at hand. That website, prophecytoday.com. But let's go now to John Rood and get the European Union update. It looks like the real danger, according to those who are observing the real danger facing the European Union, is the radical right. Would that be pertaining to the Islamic threat in the European Union?
The countries that are now leaning to the right, the major issue is immigration.
Uh-huh.
So the Islamic influence is growing exponentially in Europe, and so much of the tensions of these countries towards the European Union is actually a reaction to their policy on immigration. And we mentioned the European Parliament elections are coming up in June, and the Eurosceptic parties are growing quite well in response. We have entire nations with their current governments. Italy has an entire anti-EU government right now. They can easily force a referendum on European Union membership, just like we've seen in the United Kingdom. The third largest economy in Italy, highly, highly significant. We've just had their elections in Sweden, and now the Swedish Democrats, which is a right-leaning party, they have won close to 18% of the vote. Now they're forced to make a coalition government, and the other two parties refuse to have them enter, so that they're at a deadlock there. Germany's growing an enormous Eurosceptic camp, and there's internal divisions. Even Merkel's own party almost collapsed her, and so, of course, immigration is working there. In France, we have Eurosceptic major contenders. And so even in the next presidential elections, that'll all come up again. And then, you know, Hungary, just going through these nations. In Hungary, political right Prime Minister Viktor Orban, and he's just been censored. Hungary as a nation was censored in the European Parliament for breaking the EU's core values because he didn't want to go along with the Islamic immigration.
It looks like to me that Theresa May is really standing up to the European Union. They had somewhat of an informal summit in Brussels this last week. Next week, they're supposed to get down to business. October is the deadline for Brexit to be completed and some kind of a deal. Looks like a no deal is the case. But Theresa May standing pretty strong. She's standing with Israel, which is great to see. Is that a part of a political move, or is that just her conviction? And she's just now bringing that out, but going after the fact that the European Union can't dictate everything as far as Brexit.
I believe it is her conviction. Concerning Brexit, she's been a bit wishy-washy, but I believe that her support for Israel is certainly heartfelt.
Well, if you've been eavesdropping on this conversation, dear friend, you understand why John Rood is a permanent part of the broadcast partner team that comes to the microphones here at my broadcast table to give us the latest information. By the way, it's interesting to note that Great Britain, especially under the leadership of Theresa May, standing with the Jewish State of Israel, has prophetic significance for the future. John, thank you so very much for the report. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, as always.
John Rood with the latest information coming out of the European Union. Right now, we're going to Itamar Marcus. He's in Israel, a longtime broadcast partner with us, good friend. Itamar, this is amazing what's happening. You have put out a story, information, an activity that originated with Pal Watch, and you're doing everything you can to keep from allowing Mahmoud Abbas, who is the president of the Palestinian Authority and a Palestinian terrorist, you're doing what you can to get the United States to live by their own law and not allow a terrorist to come into, and New York City would be the location where he wants to go to attend the General Assembly of the United Nations.
We at PMW sent a letter to the State Department a week ago, where we asked that they not allow Mahmoud Abbas, head of the PA, come into the United States and New York City for the UN, for a very simple reason, that Abbas is head of the Palestinian Authority, he's head of the Palestinian National Fund. Both of these organizations pay salaries to terrorist prisoners in Israeli prisons. That means including prisoners like the person last week, the terrorist last week who murdered American citizen Ari Folt. He's going to be getting a salary from these organizations, both of them headed by Mahmoud Abbas. Now, American law, since the Taylor Force Act, defines anyone who gives salaries to terrorists. American law defines the salaries to terrorists as payments incentivizing terror. So now Mahmoud Abbas is then a head of an organization that's incentivizing terror, and American law prohibits the entry of people who support terror. It is very simple equation. This is not the only example of Mahmoud Abbas promoting terror. Just a few weeks ago, he honored a Palestinian terrorist who's sitting 14 life sentences for organizing terror attacks, and he has honored many, many terrorists in the past, called them heroes on television. So Mahmoud Abbas is a terror incentivizer, and American law prohibits him from being in the country. And we're just asking the State Department to follow American law and not allow him into the country. And the reason the story is with the Washington Free Beacon is because they got a response from the State Department. They basically said that because he's coming to the UN and the United States has an agreement with the UN to let anyone come in for UN business, we'll let them in. We'll let him in. However, that's not really the agreement. The agreement is people of member states have a right to come in. Abbas is not a member of any state. And there have also been precedents of terror supporters who've not been allowed in. A UN diplomat from Iran was not let in under the Obama administration. So should the United States want, they can prevent, and they should prevent, Mahmoud Abbas from coming in to the United States.
Wow. Wow, what a story. And actually, in addition to the Washington Free Beacon, where you can read the story, it's in their paper, it's their website. I don't happen to have, at this point, their website address, but it'll be on our homepage in the top 10 news stories, prophecytoday.com. But you can do an internet search. Washington Free Beacon has the story, and Itamar, when we got on the microphone, he said, you've got to do this story. So we're breaking it along as well as the Washington Free Beacon. Thank you for giving us that very important story. We'll stay on top of it, follow out, and see what it does come from your report to the United States State Department. Let me talk about another issue. I actually was wanting to get a hold of you about this. There was a preacher, an Islamic preacher. They have Friday afternoon opportunity to give a sermon there on the Temple Mount at Al-Aqsa Mosque. And just last Friday, the preacher was talking about the rats who are under the Temple Mount digging it out. Well, they're not talking about the four-legged animals. They're talking about Jewish people. That's how the Islamic world refers to the Jewish people. But they're saying they're trying to get rid, that the Jews are trying to get rid of Al-Aqsa Mosque so they can build their temple. And I've got a lot of questions about that. Number one, I don't see that I know anything. I wondered if you did. That would confirm this by this Islamic preacher. In fact, what I remember is the Palestinians building a 10,000-seat mosque underneath a Temple Mount area. And I don't think they were trying to do away with the foundation of the Al-Aqsa Mosque with that. What's the latest?
Well, of course, the Palestinian Authority has been using this libel for the longest time to incite terror by its people against Israel. They say Israel is digging under the Temple Mount so that should there be an earthquake, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is on a small portion of the Temple Mount, would collapse. So they say it's all part of Israel's scheme to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Well, in fact, as you said, they're the only ones who are actually building under the Temple Mount. Israel hasn't built under the Temple Mount, even though, of course, we can by Israeli law, but we've decided to respect the Muslim sensitivities, and we have refrained from doing so. But the image of describing Jews as rats digging under the Temple Mount, of course, is disgusting. There was another item today in the Palestinian newspapers. They talked about the herds of Israelis who defile the Al-Aqsa Mosque when we go up to the Temple Mount. So we are impure, and our very presence on the Temple Mount, they are saying, defiles the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This, of course, is a very anti-Semitic statement. We have heard this dozens and dozens of times. We've heard this from the top of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. The reason why this is so evil, not just because of the ethnic slur and the anti-Semitism, but this leads to terror. You have religious Muslims, Palestinians, who are being told that Jews defile the Temple Mount by their presence there, and they feel like they have to run to defend Al-Aqsa for Allah, for God, for Muhammad, for Islam. And then they go out and they kill an Israeli and they write on their Facebook page, I did this for Al-Aqsa. Hmm. So when we hear these statements, it's not just hate speech. It's hate speech with a purpose, and it's hate speech that speaks terror. And that's why we publicize it, because this is all coming from official sources in the Palestinian Authority.
One other thought, they said that they're tearing it down so they can build a temple. Well, as I understand archaeology, and we don't need to have a discussion about it, I believe where that Gold Dome building is the location of the foundation stone, which was in the Holy of Holies of the previous temples. And as I understand it, Jews are not allowed to go onto that sacred piece of real estate. So I would have to say Jews are not digging underneath the Dome of the Rock where the temple's going to go up. That's a false statement as well, is it not?
We're not digging anywhere near there. That spot is, as you say, the Holy of Holies. Only one person, all the years that the Jewish temple stood, one person, that was the high priest, went up there, and only on one day of the year, only on Yom Kippur, which was, as you know, this past week. So this is a very special time, and for them to be making that accusation, the Holy of Holies is where the holiest of the Jewish people, the high priest, would go on the holiest day, on Yom Kippur. And as you said, that is someplace no Jew is going to go right now, so that all of these are just false accusations by the PA.
And that's why we bring Itamar Marcus to this broadcast table, so he can give us this type of information. Breaking news about the petition from Palestinian Media Watch that the United States government not allow Mahmoud Abbas to enter the states and go to the General Assembly at the United Nations, and then the lie that is coming from the Palestinian people that they're digging underneath the Temple Mount to try to put the temple up. Itamar, we'll stay on top of both of these stories with you. Thank you so much for the information, and we'll look forward to having another conversation real quickly down the road. By the way, Chag Sameach between Feast of Tabernacles and Yom Kippur. Hope you're working on your sukkah today.
Thank you very much. I'll be getting to it shortly.
Two very important reports. John Rood on the European Union, which is a key region of the world in Bible prophecy. And then the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. That report, two different reports from Itamar Marcus. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.